Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. Now, today, ACC News again brings another very wonderful guest with really such a very important message. We have with us expert communications life coach Amanda Rain, and she is the founder of Speaking the Unspeakable. And to everyone in the audience that's tuning in today, and I know many of us can relate to this, if there's anyone that has ever wanted to face the fear of certain challenges in their life or traumatic experiences or people that are just looking to start living life without being afraid, please grab a seat and, again, grab a cup of coffee, make yourself very comfortable, because our special guest today, Amanda Rain, will be sharing a lot of important information with us. It is now Tuesday, the 6th of June. I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially the people that do live overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Amanda, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Now, also, if you're a big part of social media, it's a worldwide thing now, just about everyone is. We're also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, communication is key and increasingly recognized as an essential tool towards progress. Now, this is both in personal and professional life. And often we're faced with events and situations that create behavioral patterns with negative lasting effects on our ability to effectively communicate. Now, with the help of trained professionals like Amanda Rain of Speaking the Unspeakable, everyone and anyone can find the path to empowerment and success with honest, heart-centered communication. Now, with an extensive educational and professional background, what Amanda does is utilize her incredible experience in communication to really help clients from across the globe work with their obstacles and regain their inner strength to fuel their lives with meaning and purpose. Now, her unique blend from everything, from speech communication, rhetorical studies, debate, community organizing, political advocacy, and most importantly, a dynamic life experience, it weaves together a potent journey of personal growth and essential skill sharing. Now, to everyone tuning in, Amanda is no stranger to hardship and heartbreak. And in fact, the conflict that Amanda witnessed from an early age growing up in Detroit, it shaped her keen perception and ability to create really a safe space for our hidden truths to be expressed in healthier ways. And it's really moving from beyond fear and shame into self-acceptance, self-love, and most importantly, self-worth. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you expert communications life coach, founder of Speaking the Unspeakable, Miss Amanda Rain. How are you doing today, Amanda?
I'm wonderful, Matthew. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We're very happy to have you. And again, communication, it's so important. And again, it's the cause of so many issues going on really all over the world. But before we actually even get to that, Amanda, can you please share with the audience, who exactly is Amanda Reed?
I am a communication coach, facilitator, and mediator who works to share concepts, tools, and strategies for greater connection and effectiveness in our communication. I'm passionate about the personal journey of transformation and truly how beautiful and magical this world is. I created Speaking the Unspeakable to help support people in speaking their truth from a place of power and heart to transform our world through passion and love while being real with the challenges that we face both individually and collectively. There's a way that... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that there's a way that when we reach deep within who we are and what we have experienced to bring that forward in the world, that's truly the juice of life. And that is, I feel, my personal experience and what I most help support people with.
And I agree with everything that you just mentioned as well. Now, Amanda, you really have a very unique and inspiring story. Can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today?
Absolutely. I grew up, as you mentioned, just outside of Detroit. My family was poor with American standards and carried the strain and stresses that that brings, which at times boiled over into violence. I clearly remember standing in the doorway to the living room where there would be fighting at times and screaming no over and over again and feeling helpless at watching what was happening and my little voice not being enough to really stop it. And witnessing my parents and the abuse and the struggles, it left deep imprints, and my journey of healing and repatterning, coming into my own power, has been transformative. And it gives me awe and wonder for the resilience and capacity of our humanity. And as I grew older, there was a point when I was a freshman in high school and I came home and there was remnants of another battle that had gone on in the house. And I sat down and I wrote them a letter and left it there for them. And that was the last time they fought. And there is a way that when we can find our way with our words, that we can have impact to help people shift patterns that are deeply ingrained within us. One of the other aspects of growing up in Detroit was to be in the midst of the intense racial divide that has characterized so many cities across our country, in America here, and so many countries around the world, really. And it gives me an insight into the struggles that we experience from the racism and the sexism and the classism, the ism schism that shapes so much of our experience. And the journey of unpacking that and coming into which is a continual journey. It's really a lifelong learning and unlearning and relearning, this repatterning. That journey has been deeply rewarding for me and is something that I see as essential work for us if we're actually going to move towards a world that can know harmony in how we interrelate with each other.
And you're so right about that. And race is such an issue, as you explained, around the world. And it's really shocking to me how all of us could be human beings, and yet so many people are judged by their appearance, the color of their skin. So it's great that you're also dedicating your life, really focusing on helping to change some of these issues. What I would like to ask you, Amanda, how has overcoming some of the struggles of your own childhood made you a stronger person today?
Many people say that I am fearless. What I know is that those experiences of standing in the doorway in particular allow me to be in my fear and continue to speak and act anyway. I don't let it stop me. It fuels my willingness to not shy away from the challenges, the pain, the suffering of our world, the difficult moments, and the tension that arises from conflict. I am a phoenix who has been through many fires, and I continue to rise. Life is a series of deaths and rebirths and a continuation of our soul's evolution. I know within myself that I am unstoppable when I want to be, and that no matter what life brings, I am capable, confident, and willing to show up to do my best.
Well, I absolutely love your energy. When you speak, your confidence and your energy, it kind of oozes out over you. And I know everyone in the studio right now can actually feel it. And you mentioned something a few times as far as fear. And I personally feel that fear is the cause of many problems. A lot of people are afraid of other people they don't know or they don't understand. How important do you feel it is for people to face their biggest fears in life?
It's essential that we face our fears. Many of our fears are fabricated by our unquestioned beliefs, the things that we think, not the actual risks that are present in the here and now. And, you know, this is to not say that danger doesn't exist in our world, because it absolutely does. And fear in those situations is definitely real and warranted. Like women who are abused, they're not an illusion when they have fear, and dangerous situations need to be taken seriously. And with our modern culture especially, there's a way that many of our fears aren't grounded in reality, and they're more from what we think about things, like you mentioned, the unknown that we're faced with on a regular basis, and our discomfort with that unknown. And when we're able to lean into the unknown, because ultimately fear is just being afraid of the unknown, and one of the keys is to make the unknown known. And the way that we do that is through action. It's through actually doing things. And these unfounded fears really block us from engaging in our dreams and doing the work that we are here to do. And, you know, that's part of the juice of life, is to be on our edge and ride the tension and engage life, especially when it scares us, and to keep moving forward. The rewards are, they're so worth it.
And really sticking to the topic of communication, which I believe is essential for us as a society to even move ahead. Why do you feel so many people struggle in the area of communication?
Communication is the external expression of our internal world. Many people struggle to feel whole, worthy, to feel complete within themselves. And we often care too much about what other people think, continually shaping our words and behaviors to accommodate what we think other people want or need from us. And there's a piece of needing to bring it into reality by asking clarifying questions and actually communicating into the details of what our life experience is. And you know, I like to say that I care about people, not what they think about me. And what I've found is the more that I have made this true in my life, there's a freedom that comes when we can stop seeking approval from others and step into that full self-acceptance of all that we are and how we want to show up in life. And from this place, we can speak the truth of our experience. There's an important key within communication that is to speak from the heart. You know, too often we come from our head, from the mind and what we think. And speaking from the heart keeps us from the cruel and unkind ways that communication can commonly go sideways, which is an effect of coming from the mind. And the heart, especially the strong heart, is the place where we can really be compassionate and have empathy, and our personal truth can be expressed with kindness and care.
And I know many of the things that you're saying, that many people in the audience could definitely relate to them. Can you please share with the audience, what are the exact services that you do provide?
Yes. I offer one-on-one coaching and workshops, and also, you know, small groups. I also do mediation for people who need extra support in transforming conflict, often couples, even friends, sometimes small groups. And another thing that I do is facilitate community discussions on the unspeakable topics of our world to help us to, you know, gain new perspectives of the challenges that we face together.
And there are many people really from all over the world right now tuning in. Are they able to work with you? How exactly do you hold your session?
My sessions are both virtual and in person. And again, they're one-on-one and in small groups. And so there are many ways that I work with people and have access to working with people around the world.
And most importantly, I know many people are thinking, well, I can relate to many of the things being said. Can she help me? Who exactly is your client base?
My ideal client is a woman who is coming out of transition and would benefit from a little extra support in discovering or rediscovering her natural voice, reclaiming her power, and rooting in her passion for life. Women generally between the ages of 25 to 45. And while my coaching work focuses on women, the mediation work I do is often for couples as well as small groups.
And why exactly are women the focal part of your work?
From women, new life is born. And in our world now, we need new life, new ways, new approaches to the challenges we face. Supporting women to come into their full power, their voice and expression is deeply meaningful work to me and for everyone, really. And there's a story that I'd like to share. And in 2008, I went to Peru and worked with a shaman there, and we traveled to the Temple of the Moon outside of Cusco. And on the rooftop of this stone structure that had so much symbolism and carvings in it, it was incredibly beautiful. And it, you know, there was a stairway down into the earth, which I feel like is, you know, very much our medicine as women is to root down into the earth. But on the rooftop, there's a carving that is 500 years old, and it is of the eagle and the condor, which there is a native prophecy about the eagle and the condor, and when they fly in the sky together, how the world will shift. And also carved there are two snakes, one in the north and one in the south, and then also two pumas, one in the north and one in the south. And the snake in the south is very long and thin, and it represents the traditional of ways and the history, the rich long history of the indigenous peoples of the south. And the puma is, you know, has a straight tail, which also represents the tradition. and was very, you know, reasonable size. And in the north, the snake was very short, representing the short history, and was very fat, representing the gluttony of our culture. And then the puma of the north was also very large and kind of curled up in on itself. And the shaman, as we were standing there, said, "This puma represents the women of the north, and right now the women are sleeping. And when the women wake up, everything will change." I feel what we saw with the women's march that went global is the women of the north waking up. And we need more of that. We need more of that action. We need more of women coming into their voice and into their power to create that meaningful change within the substance of how we interrelate with each other and how we engage in this world.
And I personally feel that women have made so many strides within the past few years in leadership and in business. Women right now, I feel, are rightfully taking their place, which really, this should have been done a long time ago. And it's so unfortunate that in some societies, they haven't really caught up to some of the movements going on over here in America. Amanda, what do you feel are some of the biggest issues facing women today?
You know, even with all the strides that we have made and the progress, it is still easy for women to feel that there is not enough space for our voices, for our expression, for our unique way of seeing the world and our place within it. And we have to claim that space for our voices and for the ways that we see the world a little differently. You know, women and men are wired a little differently, and our brains and our bodies are built different. There's a way that we see the world through a different lens, and that lens is equal yet different, and those differences really need to come forward in how we care for life. You know, so many of the constructs of our lives are built on false premises of consumer culture and superiority over others, and constructs of identity that leave us feeling not good enough and starved for meaning and purpose in our lives. And any change, growth, or transformation begins within us. And when we can step out of caring what people think about us and into the fullness of our truest self-expression, that's when we'll know what it is to live free and to feel that freedom in allowing ourselves to have the impact that we can on this world. You know, we have to give ourselves permission to come into our power, and that no matter what happens in our life, that those things that happen do not define us. It is how we engage those things that defines us. And we have to act because we are compelled to act because it is in our hearts to do. And, you know, we have to let go of concern over what our impact's going to be or what people are going to, you know, how they're going to react to what we do. You know, what we have to do is stand in our truth, act from our courage, and speak from our heart. The rest of it is all distraction.
Yes. And again, I could hear and also feel your passion with every word that you speak on this topic. In the end, is that what you hope people take away from your work?
You know, definitely. My hope is that women come away with greater courage and resolve to bring their gifts and talents and dreams forward to have impact on our world, to shape the dialogue of the nations that, you know, are creating the structures and systems that we live within, and fully engage in the unspeakable realities that we are up against.
Amanda, there's many people in the audience that realize that there's so many other different, like, doctors and counselors and coaches out there. Can you please share with them what really sets you apart from others offering similar services?
You know, it's the unique blend of my communication and debate training, social activism, political advocacy, shamanic studies, and dynamic life experiences that weave together to give me unique perspectives. And it really creates a holistic experience that I can offer people, kind of encompassing all of our aspects. And I don't shy away from the heartbreaking truths of our personal lives. The safe spaces I create allow people to be their most unspeakable selves, for the beauty, the ugly, and all the parts in between, to be witnessed, heard, seen, and respected. And there's also a way that my work is very much rooted in communication, because, again, communication is the external expression of our internal world. And so if we can work with that external expression, there's so much of our internal world that can transform almost magically just by engaging in the world in differently. And through our communication and how we frame our lives and our engagements with people, we can actually shift and create, you know, meaningful shifts within the patterns of our lives.
And again, you have so much passion for all of this. You're really dedicating your life to really trying to not only help other people, but really helping society altogether. Can you please share with the audience, what exactly do you have planned for the future?
I am currently writing a book on my experiences of speaking the unspeakable that shares many of my personal experiences and stories around being a woman, around growing up, in a very heartfelt but, home life with that also experienced domestic violence, and also in terms of, you know, the issues of sexual assault and race and many of the challenges that we face in our world, and to help kind of reframe how we can engage those experiences, and just offer the perspectives that I have gained over the years for whatever medicine that might hold for other people. And within it, including communication training tools to help people to have the words that we can, you know, truly express ourselves and also navigate conflict with more grace and with more heart. Also in the works is truth-speaking sessions where people can come together and just speak what needs to be spoken, to be witnessed and held in their vulnerability, and weekend immersions where women can connect, grow, and learn together and just deepen into the medicine of what the feminine power within this world holds for us. It feels very emergent and exciting.
And you have so many different plans. And I know many people in the audience are wondering, wow, she really has such an incredible life. What is she getting out of all of this? Can you please share with the audience the personal satisfaction you get from helping to empower women from all over the world?
It's deeply meaningful to see women come into themselves and into their power, into their voice, to watch the light within them ignite. It leaves me no question of how the power of the feminine and our ability to impact our world in ways that affirm life can truly just transform. And to see women come into, like, wow, my dreams are valid. My ability to give myself to myself, to have impact in this world, and also, you know, to continue to give to our families and do all of the things of, that women have held, but also, like, to do that from a place of self-care and self-determination, just there's nothing like it. And that process of women lighting up just, I don't know, it just makes my heart sing in so many ways.
And I can definitely feel you when you are speaking these words. Please share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about you or sign up for one of your programs?
Yeah, all of my information is available on my website at speakrain.com, and it's speakrain.com. And you can read more about my services and sign up to stay informed of what is coming as things continue to release, especially the book and the weekend immersions. So it's definitely a great way to get in touch. My email is connect@speakrain.com.
And to the audience out there, again, please reach out to Amanda and change your life starting today. She knows what you're going through. You don't need to go through this. Reach out to her and, again, start making those changes. Stop being afraid. We're just about out of time, but again, Amanda, I thank you very much. This was an incredible show. I thank you very much for joining us today and really sharing your information with our audience.
Thank you so much, Matthew. I really appreciate my time here.
And to the audience out there, thank you for joining us today. Again, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And again, Amanda, thank you very much for joining us today. The show was incredible. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well, Matthew.
Bye.